I am the righteousness.
Radio.
I am the righteousness of God in Him. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Him. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. He was despised, I may now be free. He was despised, I may now be saved. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Him. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I am the righteousness of God in Him. He was despised, I may now be free. He was despised, I may now be saved. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. He was despised, I may now be free. He was despised, I may now be saved. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I am the righteousness of God in Him. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Him. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I am the righteousness of God in Him. He was despised, I may now be free. He was despised, I may now be saved. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Him. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I am the righteousness of God in Him. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Him. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I am the righteousness of God in Him. Good morning, brethren. God bless you all. This is Reverend Dr. Stephen Jones, our Miracles Radio and Television Ministry, reaching you this morning all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland. We bring you good tidings of great joy. You remember when the angel brought the news of Jesus' death, we bring you glad tidings. The gospel is glad tidings, it's good news. The same old, old story of Jesus and His love. And we've been talking about the sufferings of Christ, His death, burial, resurrection, and ascension for the past couple of days. As we approach the Easter, it's a time when we commemorate the sufferings of Jesus and what it means to us today, and how we can appropriate the salvation, the redemption that Jesus provided for us on Calvary Street today. We thank God today we have Reverend Pastor Jasmine Brown of the Bible Way Ministries. She's going to be sharing with us what God lays in her heart in the next 30 minutes about the salvation Jesus provided for us on Calvary Street. A lot of folks don't know the meaning of Jesus' death. We are trying to educate the masses to let them know what it means for Jesus to have died on the cross. It's not just a fiction. It's not just a story. It was not just an event, what does it really mean to us today, and how can we benefit from Jesus' death on Golgotha Hills over 2,000 years ago? In a moment, Pastor Jasmine Brown of the Bible Way Ministries is going to be ministering to us this morning. But before she comes on, I'm going to share with you one or two scriptures, and then Pastor Jasmine Brown is going to continue from there. In Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 8 to 10, it says, Jesus led captivity captives. He led captivity captives. There are many people who are still captive to sin, captive to the devil, captive to Satan and all the powers of darkness. By the death of Jesus, Jesus led captivity captive. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 to 10, is something you need to go through and meditate on it this morning. See, Jesus led captivity captive. You are not supposed to be captive no more. Jesus has set you free. All those powers that used to captivate you, all those powers that used to hold you in bondage, Jesus led them captives by his resurrection. He led them captives. He took captive the forces, the demons, the evil spirits, the witches and wizards, the powers of darkness that used to hold you captive. Jesus captivated them by his death on Calvary's tree. You need to know all these things. That's why we are coming your way with this word, Rhema word from on high, that will transform and change your life for the better. Another thing you need to know is what Jesus did when he was buried. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 19, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 19, he was buried. While he was buried in the tomb, the scripture says he went to preach in the prisons. See, before Jesus died, all the people who died before Jesus, they were going to Sheol Hades. Their spirits were going to Sheol Hades. The devil was locking them up in his own prison. But when Jesus died on that Good Friday afternoon, he went in the spirit to the prison. And he proclaimed the gospel of salvation to those that are in the prison. And as many as received him, they got saved. And when he resurrected on Sunday morning, it was celebration day. When the righteous dead, people like Noah, people like Daniel, Abraham, they all resurrected, you know, with Jesus, the Spirit rules. And Jesus set the captives free, opened the prison gate for souls to be saved. Now, Jesus is still opening the prison. Today, a lot of people are still in the prison yard of sin, prison yard of sickness, prison yard of the devil, prison yard of Satan. As the woman of God comes with the word of God this morning, I know you'll never be the same again. Jesus is the one that redeems us from the prison. He has come to open the prison to those that are bound. Luke chapter 4, verse 18, the anointing is upon me to open the prison for those that are bound. You don't have to be in the prison of the devil. That is why the gospel of Christ is being proclaimed today over the radio, over the television, over the internet or newspaper. And I want you to begin to call all your friends and families to log in right now. The number to call is dial 1 and then area code 714-242-6207. First of all, you dial 1 and then area code 714-242-6207. Call all your friends to begin to come in. I tell you, God is going to reach out to you by the power of the Holy Spirit today, and you will never be the same again. Begin to log in from wherever you are. Begin to call in your friends. Give them the number. Let them begin to dial in and receive what God has for them today. In the name of Jesus. I want to welcome Pastor Brown. Pastor Brown, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm blessed, Reverend. It's a pleasure to be able to share with you this morning. God bless you.
Amen. Yeah, we thank God for the brownies of the Bible Way Ministries. And she's going to be sharing with us, and then she's going to be talking about her oncoming conference and then their church location. Those of you who want to worship with them, feel free to do so. And I'm going to give you her phone number at the end of this preaching, and then you can communicate with her. She's a great blessing. God has been using her mightily to win souls for Christ, and a lot of souls have been saved through her ministry. Healings and deliverance, miracles, signs, and wonders take place in her ministrations. And I tell you, you'll be blessed today as this woman of God takes on us for the next 30 minutes. She's going to be sharing what God has put in her heart. Pastor Brown, we welcome you to Plug Talk Radio, Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministries. The floor is open for you now to give us the word of God, and I know we shall be blessed. Thank you for being on this program. Yes, hallelujah.
Amen. It is my pleasure to be able to share with you this morning. Thank you for the invitation, and I give God glory for opening up this door. Amen. And I just want to say good morning to all our listeners. Amen. As you have tuned in to this broadcast this morning. Amen. I'm believing that God has a word for you and indeed will minister to your hearts. Bless the name of the Lord. I'm going to be speaking this morning on the cross because we know that we are indeed in the Lenten season, and this is when we commemorate, amen, when, you know, this is the 40 days that leads up, amen, to the death and burial, amen, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It leads up to the time when we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so I'm going to be looking at the cross this morning. And as Reverend Stephen John has already said, that, you know, Jesus Christ came and he delivers us, amen, from our sins, and we no longer have to remain captive. Amen. Many of you listening this morning may be bound by various situations in your life. Amen. But I'm here to bring good news this morning to let you know that Jesus came, amen, over 2,000 years ago, and you don't have to stay in your situation. You don't have to stay bound. You don't have to stay frustrated. You don't have to stay perplexed by the powers of the enemy. You can be set free because redemption was already made at the cross. Amen. Your redemption is complete at the cross. And I'm going to be looking at Colossians chapter 2 this morning, and I'm going to be reading from verse 13 to verse 15. The Bible says, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, the Bible said that God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. The Bible says he took it away and he nailed it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authority, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. And that's the power of the cross, because everything was already nailed to the cross. Jesus Christ disarmed the principalities and power. He stripped the enemy of his power, amen, when he was nailed on the cross. So it was something great that happened on the cross on that morning. Hallelujah. We celebrate, amen, this Easter season. We're not mourning, amen, but we're celebrating, because when we think of the cross, we think of the symbol of victory. We think of transformation, amen. We think of triumph that happened at the cross. And so it doesn't matter what the enemy is telling you, that your life, amen, is a life of defeat. This morning we recommend the cross of Jesus Christ. We remind you of the cross and what happened at the cross, and so that you can walk, amen, through life as a victor and not a victim, amen. And so when I think of the cross this morning, I think of a symbol of victory that has been transformed out of a symbol of defeat. Because when we think of everything that happened on the cross, how they mocked him, how they jeered him, how they spat on him, how they nailed him in his side, and how they pierced him. Amen. All of those looks like defeat. It's one defeat after the next. But I'm here to tell you that those symbols of the feet brought transformation. Those symbols that seemed like they were all defeat brought victory. Amen?
Praise yes, God. Amen.
Yeah, the very change in the symbol showed the power of transformation on the cross. And when we think of the victory of the cross, we have to remind ourselves that at the cross, Jesus bore all our grief and all our sorrows. We have to remind ourselves that at the cross, all the guilt and our condemnations have been lifted because of the blood of Jesus. Amen. And so when the enemy tries to accuse you, because that's what the devil does, the Bible said he is the accuser of the brethren. And so a lot of you this moment may be going through your wilderness experience. We think about Jesus as he went through his 40 days of wilderness experience before he went on the cross. He was tempted. He was tested. He went through so many things. And a lot of persons right now, you may be going through your test. You may be passing through your wilderness experience where you feel like just giving up and just throwing in the towel. But may we remind you this morning on this radio broadcast that as you go through your wilderness, as you experience your suffering, that you will just remember that Jesus went through it just the same. But he came out a victor so that you too, amen, may have victory at the cross. Amen? When I think about the cross, I think about how Jesus cleansed us from all our sins. I think about how Jesus forgives us if we come to him and cry out to him. That's what the cross means to me as I think about the cross this morning. As I think about the cross, I think about the mercy and the peace, amen, that took on human face. I think about Jesus Christ, how he made a covenant with his Father, and how his blood brings us that everlasting peace. Glory be to God. And I know that this is the time when, because of the recession and everything that persons are going through, that a lot of persons have lost their peace. A lot of people are having sleepless nights, and life has become so frustrated. Hallelujah. But I remind you of the cross, that Jesus went to the cross, that you can have peace. The Bible said, he come that we might have what? Life. And that we might have it more abundantly. Amen? And so when
Amen.
We go back to Colossians chapter 2 and verse 13 to verse 15, and I'll read it again. It says, when you were dead in your sins, all of us, amen, when we were dead in our sins and our trespasses and in the uncircumcision of our sinful nature, the Bible said God made you alive with Christ. Amen. I want to let you know this morning that you can become alive. I don't care how dead your circumstances are. I don't care how dead your situation may be. You can become alive in Christ this morning. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Bible says he canceled, amen, your sins. He has canceled, amen, the written code that came with regulations and that was against us, that stood opposed to us. He took it away. And what did he do with it? I love this. It says he nailed it to the cross. Amen. We sing a song that says he was nailed to the cross for me. On the cross, crucified for me, he died. He was nailed to the cross for me. Glory, hallelujah. And having this armed the power. You see, my God, we used to sing a song, amen, as a child in Jamaica. We used to say, my God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There is nothing my God cannot do. And we see that. The Bible says that when Jesus nailed it to the cross, he disarmed the powers of darkness. Amen. He disarmed principalities, and he made a show of them openly. Glory be to God. Triumphing over them by the cross. Just think about this for a moment. This is one of the most remarkable passages in the New Testament. Because, you know, usually when we think of Christ being nailed to the cross for our transgression and our sins being nailed to the cross with him. But in Colossians, we see Paul turning this picture around. And he says, it's not our sins that gets nailed to the cross, but it's the accusation against us. And we see that so many times the enemy, he accuses us. He tells us, you are no good. He tells us, you are defeated. You know, but we see the cross and not a defeat at the hands of the enemy, but instead the cross is a decisive signal of victory over the powers of evil and darkness that wants to condemn us and to tear us down. And as Reverend Stephen John says, you don't have to stay in prison. You don't have to stay in bondage. You don't have to stay captive to the enemy, because Jesus disarmed the enemy at the cross. Amen. He disarmed the enemy, and so the cross is a signal of victory. So when the enemy comes to condemn you, remind him of the cross. When the enemy tells you that you're no good and that your life is defeated and that you can never amount to anything good, remind him at the cross when he was defeated at the cross. Glory be to God. Amen. When the enemy tells you that life is not worthwhile living and might as well you just take your own life and just destroy yourself, remind him of the victory at the cross, how Jesus disarmed the enemy. Glory, hallelujah. When I think about the cross, I'm reminded of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8, when the Bible says, "For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, to destroy the works of the evil one." So I don't care the lies that the enemy is whispering in your ears this morning. I want you to begin to speak of the cross. The song says, there's a song that we sing that says, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rose away. It was there by faith that I received my sight, and now I am happy all the way. There may be darkness all around you this morning, but can I point you to the cross? Because if you can just picture the cross, you'll begin to see light, because that's where your victory began. That's where your salvation began. Hallelujah. In other words, Jesus saved us not only by paying the price for our sins, but by destroying your accuser. Glory be to God. I believe that's a very powerful thing right there. Not only by paying the price, but he destroyed your accuser. He canceled the written code that has been written against you. He canceled it. Amen. The literal translation of Paul's expression is decrees against us. The decrees that the enemy has made against us over these years. Amen. We can take a look at some of the decrees that have been made against us. One of those decrees against us is sometimes a lot of us feel pressured. The enemy tells us that nobody cares about you. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Can I tell you that Jesus cares so much about you, amen, that he went to the cross. You know, I once read on a T-shirt, you know, somebody said, "I asked Jesus how much he loves me, and he opened up his arms and died." That's how much he cares. That's how much he loves you, that he died on the cross for you. You see, another lie that the enemy brings against you is that you're not good enough. You're not going to be able to measure up to everybody else. Amen? And that is a lie. And so this morning, we come against every lie of the enemy. We decree and we declare that every lie of the enemy over your life is broken. Amen. And I say, amen, hallelujah, to the cross this morning. Every lie, every defeat that you have been going through, amen, has been nailed to the cross. Every accusation from the enemy, hallelujah, has been nailed to the cross. Why? Because Jesus has nailed to the cross every false decree against us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so we just bring you the symbol of the old rugged cross this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know, when we look at the cross, like I said earlier, it looks like defeat after defeat after defeat. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The symbols of the cross. But I heard one preacher said many years ago that the cross brings pain. The cross brings shame, because they spat on him. Amen. They accused him. They laughed at him. They mocked him. Amen. The cross is a symbol of abandonment. When Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? So you might feel abandoned, rejected. The cross brings pain, but it is the same cross that brings glory. Amen. It is the same cross that brings glory. It's the same cross that brings victory. It's the same cross that brings that brings joy. Glory, hallelujah. I will sing a song that says, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. And so I want to encourage somebody this morning that you may be carrying your cross. And sometimes you might even want to ask God to lighten your cross or to cut off a piece of your cross. You know, somebody sent me an email once about the cross. And they said that, you know, their life story, the history of their life feels like such a heavy cross. You know, and they begin to pray and they say, Lord, please lighten my cross. Please shorten my cross. Cut off a piece of my cross. And God says, okay, you want me to cut off a piece of your cross? And so he did. You know, it's just a story somebody just made up to show you the symbol of the cross. And they said, you know, as they asked God to lighten the load and to cut off a piece of your cross, that God said, okay, you want me to lighten your load? You want me to cut off a piece of your cross? I will. And so he cut off a piece of his cross. And as they carried the cross, they walked and they walked on their journey. And then they got to an intersection where there was this big gap. And the Lord said to them, okay, there's a gap, you know, and you need to cross over to get to your next level. Now you need to cross over to get to your next destination, to get to your destination, to get to where I want you to be. Because this has been a journey and a process that I've been taking you through. And the Lord said to them, now lay down your cross. Your cross is now the bridge that you're going to use to cross over this gap, to make it to your next level. But you know, when they put their cross down, the cross was too short. And the Lord said, you see, this cross that you were carrying was a part of your journey to take you to your next level. But because you asked me to lighten your load and to cut off a piece of the cross, now the cross is too short. And like I said, this is just a story that somebody made up, you know, to show you an example, to say that sometimes your cross seems so heavy. But can I say to somebody this morning, carry that cross. Because it is that bridge that's going to take you from one level to the next. It is that bridge that is going to help you to cross over. Amen? It is that bridge that took Jesus himself from earth to heaven. It is that bridge that took Jesus to the next level. It is that which was used for Jesus to complete his assignment. It, in other words, it's a part of the process. So as I close this morning, I want to say to somebody, no pain, no gain. Sometimes we want the gain without the pain. But no pain, no gain. If you're not bruised, sometimes you will never be blessed. So you may be bruised and battered and broken this morning, but you're bruised and being battered for a purpose. No pain, no gain. No cross, no crown. No test, no testimony. No shame, no glory. So can I encourage you this morning, carry your cross, because Jesus not only carried his, not only bore his, but he went on it and he suffered, and that was what took him. He was able to die on the cross so that we can have life and have it more abundantly, that we can have salvation this morning, so that our sins can be forgiven, so that we can be delivered, so that we can be set free, so that we can be healed this morning because of the blood that was shed on the cross, that we can be transformed this morning because of what happened on the cross. So as I close this morning, I want to just encourage you, amen, to just look to Jesus. That's what Hebrews says, It says, looking unto Jesus, who for the glory, the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He endured the pain. For you that's listening to us this morning, for you that tuned in this morning, he endured the cross. Hallelujah. He endured the pain. He endured the shame. He endured the suffering just so that you might have life. I recommend Jesus to you this morning, and I can guarantee that he will transform your life, that he will make your life brand new, that if you give him your heart this morning, you will never be the same. If you give him your life this morning, hallelujah, it will be the best thing that ever happened to you. If you give him your life this morning, it will be your best life yet. Glory be to God. And even when you suffer, you have a lively hope that Jesus nailed your sins to the cross, and that this is just a part of the process, and that he's going to turn your situation around if you will only trust him. And so I want to thank God for this opportunity that he has opened up the door, that we are able to listen, and that you are able to listen to this broadcast this morning. And so I just want to close off with this. He was nailed to the cross for you. Hallelujah. And you know, we sing the song that says, I will cling to the old rugged cross. Why? Because I'm going to exchange it someday for a crown. And let me ask you this question. If you know that you have something in your house that 20 years from now is going to worth more than $1 million, it doesn't matter how you're hurting, it doesn't matter how you're suffering, you're going to hold on to that because it's valuable. Hallelujah. And I want to say, cling to your cross. It doesn't matter what you're going through, because it is your cross that you are going to be, you're going to be able to use to exchange for a crown, because Jesus endured his cross, and today he's glorified. Today he's exalted. Today he's at the right hand of the Father, and he continues to make an intercession for you and for me. God bless you this morning. Thank you for listening. Amen. The cross of Jesus Christ will make a difference in your life. Try him, and your life will never be the same. God bless you in the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Back to Reverend Stephen John.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We are really blessed by the administration of Pastor Jasmine Brown. She's going to pray for every one of you who have heard the word of God today. And I tell you, something good is going to happen to you. You got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And believe his prophet, and thou shalt prosper. The woman of God is going to pray for you right now for your salvation, for your healing, and for your deliverance. Wherever you are, there is distance in prayer. The centurion said, Master, speak thy word, and my servant shall be healed. You can be far away in India, far away in Asia, far away in the Philippines, far away in Africa, over there in Jamaica. The word of God can reach you right now, healing and deliverance. We have been receiving so many testimonies, emails, and phone calls of people who receive healing through this program as we pray. You just lay your hands on the laptop or computers or televisions or radio devices you are using. Just put your right hand on there. And as the prayer is going on, many of them are receiving their healings. And we got so many emails here on the table here. A lot of phone calls have been coming, testimonies. Some are even inviting me. They said that you come and preach over there in India and Pakistan, Philippines, and in London and Canada. I tell you, the word of God is available for you right now. And the woman of God has just blessed you. She's going to pray for you right now. Wherever you are, get your families together, husband, wife, and children, and parents, and families. The woman of God is going to pray for you right now. And I tell you, something good is going to happen to you. Just have faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. Over to you, Reverend Pastor Jasmine Brown. Pray for your people right now.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just believe God this morning that he's going to do something awesome in your life. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to praise you this morning. We want to honor you. We want to thank you this morning for the privilege that you have given unto us to call upon your name. We want to thank you, God, that you have sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us. We recognize that it was a sacrifice that he made, Father God. But he did it just for us, Father, so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you that he has canceled every accusation that the enemy has put up against us. We thank you that he has canceled our debts. We thank you that you have canceled our sins. We thank you that you took them away, God, and that you nailed them to the cross. And, Father, that you disarm the powers and the authority of the enemy, and that you made a public spectacle spectacle of them, God, triumphing over them by the cross. And because of that, Lord, we give you praise and honor and your glory, Father. And Lord, we thank you for everyone, God, that has tuned in this morning on this broadcast. Lord, we just thank you that they have taken the time, Father God, to listen to your word. And Lord, as we have pointed them to the cross, oh God, we told them about where the symbol of the cross, which may seem like a symbol of defeat, but is indeed a symbol of triumph, a symbol of glory, Father God, a symbol of restoration, God, a symbol of victory, glory to God, a symbol of deliverance. Glory be to God because of what you did on the cross, a symbol of transformation, God. And so, Father God, as they're listening to this broadcast this morning, Lord, cause them, Lord God, to realize that looking to this cross this morning, that they will cling to the cross, that they will hold on to the cross, Father, and that they will know that their sins are forgiven this morning and that they are healed through the blood of Jesus Christ. They are delivered by the power of God this morning, Father. God, as they come and kneel at the cross, Father God, there is no prejudice at the foot of the cross. Lord, help them to know that the ground is level at the foot of the cross, that the rich man can come to the foot of the cross and poor man can come. Every color can come, every tribe, God, every nation, God, regardless of what country they are tuning in from this morning, Father. The ground is level, God. They can bow at the cross and they can lift their hands and they can say, all to Jesus, I surrender all to him. I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in your presence daily. Father, I pray that they will lift their hands and surrender to you. Father God, we see healing taking place right now because it was already paid for and nailed to the cross. Father, we see cancer that the enemy says that there is no cure for it, God. We see cancer being healed and dried up this morning at the foot of the cross because it was already paid for at the cross, Father, because your word said it was wounded. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity. The transgression of our peace was upon you, and it is by your stripes that we are healed. And so we see cancer being dried up at the foot of the cross. We see AIDS being dried up this morning at the foot of the cross. High blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, God, being healed this morning at the foot of the cross. We see depression, God, going right now in the name of Jesus because of the cross. Be nailed at the cross in the name of Jesus. We see high blood pressure. We see frustration. Glory to God. We see the spirit of suicide. Oh, God, fleeing at the foot of the cross this morning. We see yoke, God, being broken. Hallelujah, at the cross this morning, God. We see oppression fleeing, God, at the foot of the cross this morning, God. Hallelujah, being nailed to the cross. We see every lie that the enemy has been telling the people of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Being removed at the cross this morning, God. We see, God, the pressures of life, God. Hallelujah. Foreclosures, God. Hallelujah. Rolling back, hallelujah, at the foot of the cross. We see uncommon favors being granted at the foot of the cross this morning. Oh, God, we see oppression being laid at the cross, God. Hallelujah. We call your people just to fall down at the cross this morning and bring their burdens, God. We see burdens, God, being rolled away at the foot of the cross this morning, God. Oh, every lie that the enemy has been telling the people of God, that you can't make it, that your life is a failure, and that you are defeated, and that, God, the lies that the enemy has been telling the people that you can't measure up, we see them being thrown at the cross this morning, God. We see transformation, glory to God, happening at the foot of the cross this morning, at the cross, where I first saw the light, glory, hallelujah, and the burdens of my heart roll away. We see burdens being rolled away at the foot of the cross this morning, God, hallelujah. We thank you for the miracles that are happening right now at the foot of the cross, God. Cause sinners, Lord God, to repent at the foot of the cross. We see repentance taking place this morning at the foot of the cross, God. Hallelujah. We see sins being nailed and hammered on the cross this morning, and your people being set free and transformed, God. Hallelujah. At the foot of the cross, God. We see people being delivered, God, at the foot of the cross. And we thank you for what is happening this morning, God. We see breakthroughs, glory, hallelujah, taking place at the foot of the cross. And we praise you, God, even now for that which you're doing at the cross and for that which has already been done on the cross. And, God, we magnify you even this morning because it's already done, God. And we, God, are just, oh, God, a symbol, oh, God, of what you've already done and the manifestation of what you've already done, God. And so even now we thank you, glory to God, for what has already happened
at the cross, and we praise you this morning. We honor you this morning, God, and we believe you for the testimonies that will take place, God, because of what you've already done on the cross and for what you're doing this morning. We honor your name, God. Amen. And we decree and we declare that changes will happen. Transformation have already been taking place, and your name is being glorified this morning because of the cross. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We praise you this morning, God. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I tell you, that prayer was powerful, and I know miracles are happening already. People have been healed by the power of God, and I know many have been blessed. Feel free to email us, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. Yeah, our phone call, 240-552-5899. We thank God for Reverend Pastor Jasmine Brown of the Bible Way Ministries. Can you believe she's all the way from Jamaica? God brought her here to the United States. She's doing missions here, great missions. The other day she was in Haiti with her team, and they were able to minister to the people of Haiti, and a lot of people got blessed over there. In 5 minutes, can you just tell us about your upcoming conference and what God is going to be doing this weekend, April 9, Saturday, April 9, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Clarion Hotel, 8601 Baltimore Avenue, College Park, Maryland, 20740. And the registration is $25 per package for lunch and then for materials of the conference. I tell you, this conference is going to be great. I will be there myself because it's a great time to share with the, you know, to fellowship with other Christians, brethren, and families. It's going to be a great time. She's going to tell us more about the oncoming conference. Pastor Brown, tell us about the conference. What is the purpose and what is the aim? What are we supposed to be expecting during this conference?
Amen. Praise God. Well, conference, yes, Dr. Reverend John. The conference comes on April 9th. That's this Saturday. Amen. And it's going to be at the Clarion Inn Hotel, and it's located at 8601 Baltimore Avenue in College Park, Maryland. Amen. And we're looking forward to a great time in the Lord. Amen. The theme of the conference is Equip My People and I Will Build My Church. Amen. God says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. But if we're going to, amen, as God is going to build his church, amen, as leaders, it is our responsibility to equip the people of God. Amen. And so we are going to be meeting as leaders and lay leaders. Amen. Amen. And it's in association, Bible Way Ministries, in association with Alpha and Omega International, which is a leadership development and church consulting ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are going to be just talking with leaders. Amen. Leaders and lay leaders. We're going to be looking at topics such as serving your church, fulfilling your role. So if you want to fulfill your role and know the area that God has called you in, amen, we want you to come. Amen. We're going to help you, amen, and equip you how to serve your church. We want to, we're going to be able to share with you how to do that, help to empower you to understand and release your potential. Amen. We're going to be looking at topics like equipping your church to reach the changing world. Indeed, the world is changing. God never changed. So while, you know, the word of God, the method remains the same, the models sometimes have to change. Amen. And so we're going to equip you, amen, how to reach the world. Amen. And equip your church how to reach a changing world. We're going to be looking on topics like strategic planning. How do we plan strategically? Amen. We're going to look at leader follower alignment, because, you know, if you're the leader, amen, and the followers are not aligned with your vision, then, you know, you're not going to reach your destination. Amen. So we want to talk about leader follower alignment. We want to look at the culture of your church. What is the culture of your church? We also want to be talking. We're going to be talking about arranging the passengers on the church leadership bus. Amen. Because you have a lot of passengers on the bus, but some persons are sitting in the wrong seat. Amen. So we want to make sure that as leaders, we're all sitting in our right seats on the bus so that we can make it to our destination. We're going to be talking about who's holding your ladder. Amen. Hallelujah. As you're climbing to your next level. Amen. Who's supporting you? Who are your armor bearers? And what are the characteristics of your ladder holders? Amen. So we're looking forward to a great time. There's a registration fee of $25, and that includes lunch. Amen. Yes, and I tell you, you want to come and get some good Jamaican food. Amen. You know, it's nothing like Jamaican food. Amen. No offense, doctor. I know you have your good African food over there. Amen. But it's nothing good like some good Jamaican food. So we're going to have some good food. We're having men and women of God from all different places, all different nations and ministries that are coming. It's an international conference, amen, with people from, you know, pastors and lay leaders from, amen, everywhere. Glory to God. And we believe in God that you're going to have a great time. And so that registration fee includes your conference package and, amen, your lunch, amen, which is guaranteed to be good. Amen. I'm going to be one of the speakers, amen. I'm going to be speaking on strategic leadership and who's holding your ladder, and I'm going to be presenting the Alpha and Omega leadership model also, amen, that God has placed in my heart, because we know when we look in Revelation chapter 1, he is the Alpha and Omega, and we see him walking through the seven churches and aligning the leaders, amen, and telling them, you know, what they need to do and what they don't need to do. And he commended them, but then he corrected them. Amen. And so we're going to be introducing the Alpha and Omega, amen, leadership model. Amen. And praise God. Bishop Peter Smith is also from New Beginning Church International. He's going to be also one of our speakers. He's going to be talking about arranging the passengers on the church leadership bus. Amen. And Sister Jackie Reed from the First Mystery Church of God, she's going to be talking about the leader's health. She's going to be talking about the whole spirit, mind, and spirit, soul, and body. Amen. Because, you know, sometimes we're so spiritual as leaders, and, you know, we caught up in the spirit, and we're so anointed and powerful. Amen. But our bodies are out of line, and she's going to get us in shape. Amen. On this weekend, physically. Amen. So, looking forward to a great time in the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So, be there. Amen. Once again, it's at the Clarion Hotel, Clarion Inn, 8601 Baltimore Avenue, College Park. Amen. Amen. You can reach us, amen, at the Alpha and Omega, amen, International Ministries. And the number for Alpha and Omega is 240-582-1305. Once again, it's 240-582-1305. That's the number for Alpha and Omega International Ministry.
I've asked. Amen. Iris database has been updated.
Praise God. It's the number, amen, for the Alpha and Omega International Ministries. Glory be to God. And you can also email us at alphaandomegaintl@yahoo.com. I repeat, alphaandomegaintl@yahoo.com. I'm looking forward to hear from you, amen, and believing God for a great, 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 great time, amen. And even if you're not able to attend, but you'd like to get, you know, the package information from the package, amen, at a small cost, you can still call us or email us, and we will, you know, mail the packages to you, amen, on these great topics. Amen, you know, aligning leadership and follower alignment, strategic planning, amen, arranging the passengers on the church leadership bus, serving in your role. We can still get the information to you, amen, we'll drop it in the mail. Just call us, email us, but we'd love to see you at the conference, but you need to register, amen, so that we can know that you're coming. God bless you, and thank you for listening this morning. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. We give glory to God. And for those who want to call Pastor Jasmine Brown in person, her phone number is 240-424-2329. 240-424-2329. You want to call her and you want to have some questions about her teaching this morning or you need some prayer and counseling, feel free to reach out. Her email address is hfavored7@hotmail.com. hfavored7@hotmail.com. And then, where do you worship on Sundays? Where is your church located?
Bible Ministries is located. We worship from the Langley Park Community Center, and that's 1600 Merrimack Drive, and it's in Langley Park, Maryland, and we worship from 12 noon until 2:30. And once again, that's 1500 Merrimack Drive, and that's in Langley Park, Maryland, and it's at the Langley Park Community Center from 12 until 2:30. May God bless you. Amen. As we, if you are in that area, praise God that you just call us. Amen. If you need directions, and we'd be happy to see you. Amen. It's all about Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. We are so glad, Pastor Brown. For those of you who enjoyed this message, feel free to email us, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. Feel free to, the registration is just $25 package. See, that's a little token. And I don't want to see it as a fee for lunch and package. It's your seed you are sowing into that ministry for you to receive the blessing of the conference. Take advantage of this. If this is low enough, and let us participate in this program. And I know God will bless us abundantly. We have just 9 minutes to go. We're going to sing a song, and then we shall round off today's ministration. He's the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Him. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Him. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. We are the righteousness of God in Christ, because Jesus, who knew no sin, was made to be sin for us, that we, through His redemption plan, will be saved. See, and our Savior and Redeemer is the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to accept Him, like the woman of God has shared with us. Tomorrow we're going to have another section like this, and I tell you, God is doing a new thing. All these passages you have, you've got to meditate on them. You've got to learn more. Remember the Berean Christians, as they listened to Apostle Paul, they went home to check those scriptures, whether those things were really so. They call them the noble Christians. That's what it should be. We should study the word on a daily basis. The word of God is milk. The word of God is meat. The word of God is the water you drink. The word of God is spiritual food that helps you to grow. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, it says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you might grow thereby. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you might grow thereby. A lot of Christians don't have the word. That's why we're taking time to teach the word. The word helps you to grow. Jesus is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. When you take the word, you are taking Jesus. Jesus is the word of God. And I thank God today, the Lord has blessed all of us abundantly. We receive that word, and that word changes us and transforms us, and it makes us every whit whole. There is no distance in prayer. We're going to send this link to the speaker this morning, and she's going to also distribute it. This word is going all over to Jamaica, and people in Jamaica are going to be hearing her sharing the word. She's going to email it to them, and they'll be able to tune in and then enjoy the word of God, because on Plug Talk Radio, it is encoded in a website, and you can listen to all the speakers. And indirectly, Pastor Brown has reached out to the nations. See, the Word of God is true and it's real. There is no distance in the Word of God. Psalm 107 verse 20. See, God sent His Word, and His Word went forth and brought healing and deliverance to the people. God sent His Word, Psalm 107 verse 20. So we can be here in America, we can be anywhere and send the Word of God across the globe to the nations of the earth. See, we thank God for technology. God has put all these things in place for us to use for the propagation of the gospel, because Jesus said that this gospel of the kingdom must be preached to all nations before the end will come. And this technology is there to help us reach out to the nations of the earth. We give God the glory for all these things. Thank you so much for listening, and I want to thank our Honorable Reverend Pastor Jasmine Brown, who blessed us today, all the way from Bible Way Ministries. She has been such a blessing. And we should all attend that event on Saturday. As many of you need more directions, feel free to call the number 240-424-2329. Get directions, and let's go over there and enjoy what God is doing in this end time. It's good to fellowship sometimes. It's good to hear other people speak the word of God that blesses your life. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless everyone who have heard this word today. You bless your son, your daughter, Pastor Jasmine Brown, and her ministries and her church. Bless those who heard your word today. Let this word be a part of their life, and let them be doers of your words and not just hearers only. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and adoration. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Felicia and I say we love you, and Jesus loves you too. Until the same time tomorrow, bye for now.
God bless you.
God bless you too.